We've started a brand new series on The Breakfast Show now this week. The life of a soldier is difficult enough, okay. But imagine how tough it is for those they leave behind. Soldiers from the 1st Royal Irish Battalion, stationed at Turnhill near Market Drayton, are preparing to leave for Afghanistan this week for a six-month tour of duty. For their wives and their partners, of course, it's going to be a time of very mixed emotions. And all this week on BBC Radio Shropshire, as part of our series called In Your Arms, you can hear their stories and their hopes and fears for the future. Dan Box has been to meet the commanding officer of the battalion, Lieutenant Colonel Colin Weir, and his wife Diane, and their three young boys, James, Henry and Edward.
Diane Weir watches her sons play while the wind blows a gale in the trees outside. Autumn has arrived, she says. Her husband's deployment is now only a few days away.
It's knowing it's coming. You put it off in your mind, you don't think about it, Or you think you're not thinking about it, but subconsciously you really are. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's a few months away and then it's a few weeks away. And now, like today, I took the boys to do the grocery shopping and we were thinking of things we could get Daddy to take with him. Sorry, I didn't mean to be so emotional. It's the loneliness when they go too, you know. You want to let your children see that you're not upset. They also try and milk it for the best as well. As many sweets and treats as they can possibly squeeze out of Daddy before he goes.
This will be Lieutenant Colonel Colin Weir's 9th operational tour. In Afghanistan, he'll be in command of almost 1,000 soldiers. For now, he makes the tea.
Well, I'm absolutely clear Diane's got the harder job. You know, yes, I'm responsible for 1,000-odd men and women, but all of those men and women can look after themselves. Diane's responsible for, you know, 3 small boys. None of them can look after themselves. And plus, she's got the additional stress of not knowing what's going on. I am doing what comes naturally to me as a professional soldier. What Diane is doing, having to look after 3 small boys, whilst worrying about what her husband is doing, is not natural.
It's got more dangerous. The tours, they seem to get a bit more dangerous every time. And I think you worry more when you're older. You know what can go wrong more.
Because you've been old enough to see things go wrong?
Yes, and I suppose now we've got 3 children, so you hope nothing will go wrong. It's the worry of what could happen. And I suppose you miss them when they go. You miss your friend. And I know the boys will miss their daddy.
It's immensely stressful for everybody concerned. You know, the way we do current operations, Diane's already said that they're very dangerous, and clearly they are very dangerous. I mean, it's a war. But I think what perhaps makes it even more difficult is that the build-up takes such a long time. You're warned for the operation, you know, 2 years before it starts. It's then in the back of your mind constantly. Everyone, I think, wants us just to go and get on with it, because the sooner we go, the sooner it's over with.
At the same time, we're lucky. At least our husbands have jobs and something to do. And we all live in, you know, we've all got a home to go to. And I know this probably sounds quite a cheesy thing to say, but in my mind, if Colin's going to Afghanistan to make that a nicer place for someone else is James, Henry and Edward, well then, I'm not saying it's an easy sacrifice to make, losing out of 6 months, but it makes it justified for me.
That's Diane Weir, the wife of Lieutenant Colonel Colin Weir, the commanding officer of the 1st Royal Irish Battalion. They're off to Afghanistan. And you can hear more from the soldiers and their families all this week on BBC Radio Shropshire, and follow their stories on the website bbc.co.uk/Shropshire.